In her day job, or night job, as the host of ABC TV's 7:30 program, Lee Sales spends a lot of time trying to get to the bottom of issues, to uncover the truth, and we thank her for that. But in 2009, Lee expanded on that idea in a short book or a long essay in which she explored the importance of truth, scrutiny, and questioning the accepted view. The essay was called On Doubt, and it turned out to be incredibly prescient because coming down the track at breakneck speed was the rise of social media, and with it, the proliferation of opinion and mistruths dressed up as fact, better known these days as fake news. Lee Sales has gone back and updated the original On Doubt to reflect this new post-truth world in the era of Donald Trump in particular. Lee Sales, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having me in, Fran.
Good to see you in the daytime.
I know, I never see you because we're at opposite ends of the day. What a treat.
Lee, in 2009 you wrote, and I quote, "In the media and in politics today, certainty has more cachet than doubt." And you questioned that. You thought that was not the right balance. Why is doubt a positive attribute and not a weakness in your view?
Because I think that anything that's worth believing should be able to stand up to scrutiny and questioning, and that it's a valuable thing to be able to look at what you believe and ask, why do I believe this? And I think, you know, as you said before, in my day job, every night people come on and they have a certain position on something, or if they're a government person or an opposition person, they have a policy. And I think that there's a lot of value in trying to assess what people say against facts and truth. And I just feel over my career in journalism that there seems to be an erosion of the importance of that, in my view.
Some, I think, though, would say that there's also an erosion of certainty amongst our leaders, and that's because they're poll-driven and they're, you know, too scared to take a stand. I mean, I think a lot of people respect a leader with certainty.
I think that that is true to a degree, but the problem is that what happens is if you... It's sort of a problem between media and politicians. So if somebody now says, oh, well, this is what I think, but now I've changed my mind, mm-hmm. or this is what I think, but I'm going to adapt it because I've taken account of feedback, we view that as a weakness, or it's a mistake, or it's a gaffe. And so that's created an environment where politicians are a bit scared of their own shadow and to say, well, here's what we're doing. So they sort of second guess themselves, I think. So it's partly a political issue, but it also is partly a media issue too.
Okay. And because of that relationship, if you say a political leader who shows doubt is more likely to be slaughtered.
That's right. So,
do you think that's more true now than it was even in 2009?
Well, I think what we've seen is the sort of, as you pointed out before, almost like a sort of counter movement to that, where you have someone like Donald Trump who's all certainty all the time, basically, so sort of reacting against that. So you have these sort of dual things fighting against each other, where you have this craving for certainty and authenticity, but then sometimes we mark people down for that as well.
Because authenticity is not the same as certainty. To be authentic, you can be open, but they tend to get set in the same paradigm, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And then I think we've also seen, since 2009, I think what we've seen as well is a shift from this sort of stuff in the political sphere into personal lives as well, or the celebrity sphere into personal lives, because the rise of social media means now you can, you know, you doubt, are the images you're seeing real? Does Kim Kardashian really look like that? You know, is that how good my friend's holidays really were? You know, you see people on the train photoshopping their own personal image of themselves out with their friend. You know?
What's the long-term or short-term, in fact, impact of that, do you think, not just in the celebrity sphere but in the news too? Do we read the news differently now because we understand that certain sites will take certain positions?
I think,
and we read the news in that way?
I think so. I mean, when I wrote this essay, you had Fox News was the real exemplar of the sort of, you know, what they call niche broadcasting, where you're broadcasting to a particular audience. I think we've seen that spring up more and more and more now, where, you know, certain media organisations cater to a certain point of view. And so if you watch certain programs, you'll never really hear anything that challenges your point of view. I still have, I don't know if it's a naive point of view, but I still have a view that there is value in trying to be objective and presenting a neutral point of view.
Since you first wrote the essay, much has changed including Donald Trump becoming president of the United States. He regularly discredits investigative journalism and some respected mainstream outlets by labelling them fake news. How powerful have those two words become, and what impact are they having on journalism, in your view?
Well, I think
that label.
I think the label fake news is now is actually being used as fake news itself in some ways. The whole meaning of that has now been skewed. So fake news is basically what we would have previously called propaganda, which are things that are just made up to attempt to influence public opinion, but that have a certain kernel of truth, so they have credibility. Now we say fake news to mean anything that we disagree with, or that we don't like, we don't want to respond to. Oh, well, that's fake news. But you know, it's not. So that's being used to try to discredit, I think, legitimate reporting.
How do you see, just finally, how do you see this impacting on journalism, on your craft?
Well, I only know one way to do it, which is probably the same way that you know how to do it, which is somebody comes in and I try to assess what they say against the facts, and I try to hold them to account for that and find the holes in their argument, see if they can justify it. That's the only way that I know how to do the job. And so I'll keep doing it like that. Whether or not there will continue to be value in that, I don't know, because I'm shocked at how much worse actually things have become since 2009.
Yeah, you, like me, back then thought that things would improve.
I hoped that they would, and now I thought they were bad then. Now when I reread this essay to update it, I went, oh my God, that was like a golden era compared to today.
All right, Lee, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fred.
Lee Sales, host of ABC TV's 7:30 program. I don't need to tell you that. She's updated her essay. It's called On Doubt, and you can get it now.